Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. This is normally where I would put the newsy portion of my intro, where I tell you all about the things I'm doing and where to find me. However, there are rules against advertising and promotion in stories on Literotica, so you'll have to find me all on your own. Feedback is welcome and appreciated. Hint, hint. You get the idea. Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. I have returned, after my long absence, to tell you a story. I still love hearing from you all, and I'm also still attempting to answer all of my emails. Please be patient with me, but also, if you don't hear back from me after a while, let me know that your feedback must have been lost somewhere in my inbox, and I'll be sure to write to you. After all, you are the reason that I'm doing this, and I want to hear from all of you. Now, sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. I hear you come in the front door, and I hurry to get into position. I'm so excited that you're home. I've been getting ready for you all day. I'm wearing that skirt that you like, the one that only just covers my ass. I'm wearing a matching blouse, but no underwear at all. I'm completely open to you. The only other item that I am wearing is my collar. Or rather, your collar, the one you gave me. I kneel in the middle of the living room as I hear the door shut behind you. My eyes are down and my hands are clasped behind me. I hear you breathing and I hear your footsteps stop, but only for a moment. You walk past me without a word and go upstairs. Oh, I long to follow you, but I know you wouldn't like that. So I keep my kneeling position, and I look at the floor. Minutes that seem like hours pass by, and then finally I hear you coming back downstairs. Your footsteps are quiet, and I know you're barefooted. You say nothing, but you sit in your favorite straight-back chair, the one that has no arms. I ache to just look at you, but I keep my eyes downcast. I know you're looking at me. I hear your voice, finally, asking me if I've been a good girl today. I know you mean to ask if I've masturbated today, and I answer you truthfully. No, sir. I've been waiting for you, sir. But it's been so difficult. I've missed you all day. I start to look up at you, but then I realize I haven't been given permission yet. I keep my eyes down. But no, sir. I haven't touched myself all day. My heart swells as I hear you say, "Good girl," in your deep, sexy voice. And then you say, "Look at me, baby." I could look at you for days. My eyes roam all over your sexy body and your handsome face. It's all I can do to not try to touch you. You've changed out of your work clothes and into a soft gray t-shirt and dark blue, loose shorts. You smile at me, and my heart leaps with joy. Your hair is still damp from the shower, and I can smell your soap. The word "please" escapes my lips before I can stop it. "Please what, kitten?" you ask me. I feel myself blush, realizing I had actually said something out loud. It's too late to turn back now. You've asked me what I wanted. I say, "Please, may I touch you?" You smile your warm smile, and it makes me dizzy just to look at you. You hold out your hand, and you gesture for me to come to you. I rise quickly from my knees, and I reach out for you, and my hand touches yours. You take my hand in yours gently, and then kiss the back of it. And then you release me. "Kneel here, kitten," you tell me, and I fall to my knees, thrilled to be able to obey you. My hand clasps your knee, and I look into your face with total love. Your smile fades, and I realize that I've made a mistake. "I didn't tell you to touch my knee," you tell me. I yank my hand off, and my face burns with shame. I've forgotten my manners. "I'm sorry, sir. I just wanted to touch you so badly, sir." You don't reply, and I search your eyes for any sign of what you want of me next. You reach out and you brush a strand of my hair from my face. And again, the minutes seem to pass by so slowly. But finally, your sweet smile returns. Kiss me, kitten. I jump up, more than happy to obey again, and I lean toward your face. I plant small kisses on your forehead and your cheeks, your nose, your chin, and then I move more sensually to your beautiful, soft lips. You have lips softer than any man should have. I've always loved your lips. I kiss you, letting the tip of my tongue touch your closed lips and feeling you let me move farther. Your hand goes into my hair, and I feel you return the kiss. I am in heaven. After a while, this time minutes only seemed like moments, you break the kiss, and I straighten up and stand there in front of you waiting for your next decree. I notice you looking at me. You look up and down my body and take in the outfit that I've put on for you. You aren't wearing anything under your blouse, kitten. Your nipples are like hard little pebbles. I blush and take a deep breath, pushing my breasts harder against the material. You smile and reach out, grasping the hem of my skirt. You lift it up and peek underneath and see nothing but me. Your eyes find mine again, and you call me your nasty little slut. Oh, I am your nasty little slut, sir. You know what that does to me, calling me names like that. I know you're trying to turn me on. You don't realize that just having you in the room with me is all that it takes to turn me on. You stand up and put your arms around me, and I think that you're going to give me a hug. But instead, you reach behind me, and with one hand you raise my short skirt, while the other hand delivers a sharp slap on my naked ass. In surprise, I jump forward, pressing my body against yours. I'm shocked, but also pleasured. And then I quickly recover myself and I stand up straight again. You spank the other cheek this time, and I don't flinch like I did before. I stand there like a good girl, and I let the warm tingles from your slap run throughout my body. Your hand comes around in front of me, and you jam your finger under my skirt, finding my pussy and pausing. You look into my eyes, and your fingers push inside me. You move them in and out of me slowly, and you pull them all the way out. Your fingers are coated with my juices, and you hold them up in front of me, the light reflecting off of them. You're soaking wet, kitten, you tell me. Then you suck my juices off of your index finger. You take your finger out of your mouth and put your middle finger into my mouth. I suck my sweet juice off of it, nibbling at your sensitive fingertip as well. You pull your hand away and take a step backward. Undress me. I fight the urge to simply rip the clothes from your gorgeous body. I try to slow myself down and do it sensually. I take liberties and I linger as I slide your t-shirt up, running my palms over your stomach and chest. You raise your arms and let me take the shirt over your head and off. I want to run kisses along your collarbone, and I want to kiss your nipples, but I'm in the middle of following your instructions, and I try to focus. I hook my fingers into the waistband of your shorts, and I start to kneel to pull them down. Just the shorts, kitten, you tell me. No funny business like with the shirt. I fight back a smile. I've been discovered. I take your shorts down slowly, but touch nothing. That proves to be harder than I expected as I work your shorts down over your hard cock. You aren't wearing any underwear either. A single pearly drop glistens on the tip, and I lick my lips. I can't stop myself from asking, "Please, sir, may I have a taste?" Your warm chuckle flows over me like a soft summer breeze. You reach down and gather the drop of pre-cum on your finger and bring it to my lips. I try to hide my disappointment at not being able to press my lips to your gorgeous cock, but I suck your finger greedily, enjoying your taste. Then you sit back down in your chair. My breathing is heavy and I can't hide my interest in looking at you. I devour you with my eyes and I clasp my hands to stop myself from reaching for you. Come here and let me taste you now, kitten. I walk forward as you pat your left thigh. Put your foot here, baby. I straddle your thighs and then place my right foot up on your left thigh. This spreads my pussy right in front of your face, and you bend your head and lick my wet slit. My legs shake, and I can't help but moan. Your tongue moves faster, and then it moves to my clit and concentrates there. I feel your fingers enter me, and you move them, slowly fucking me. My body starts to shake and sway, and you tell me to put my hands on your shoulders so that I don't fall. Gratefully, I do that. Your fingers and lips and tongue all move and tease and rub at me. I feel the orgasm building, and I know I won't last much longer. Please, sir, can I come? I ask you. You don't answer and continue licking me. My hips push forward towards you, and I feel my muscles start to tense. Please, sir, can I come? I say it again. I feel vibrations move from your mouth to my aching cunt. Part of me wants to ask what you said, but the rest of me wants you to never stop that wonderful thing that you're doing to my body. And that part wins out. But I have to force myself to ask one more time. Please, 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 sir. Please let me come. You're making me come, sir. Please, can I? You suddenly stop licking me, but your fingers stay busy. Put your foot down, you tell me. I slowly lower my foot to the floor, which leaves me straddling your lap and your beautiful hard cock. Oh. You take your fingers out and you guide my hips so that the head of your cock is at the entrance to my pussy. Your face is slick with my juices and you look at me with the eyes of someone who could be very dangerous. My legs tremble and strain. You want to come, kitten? You ask. Your sexy voice is even huskier. Oh, I want to shout to the world that you want me. Yes, sir. Then as you lick your wetness off of my face, tell me why I should let you come. I start at your nose and lick the moisture off. Please, sir. I need to come so badly. I'm so excited. Next, your chin. Please, sir. I've been waiting for you all day. All day. I've wanted you so badly all day long. Your right cheek. Please, sir. You licked me so well. I almost couldn't stop from coming, and now I really, really want to. Your left cheek. Please, sir. I know that you're pleased when I come for you, and I want to please you. Finally, Put my mouth on yours and lick the juices from your lips. My legs shake because they're in a strain, and my hands are still on your shoulders. And I kiss you passionately. Please, sir, I say once more. I feel your hands guiding me downward, and soon, oh, I'm impaled on your hard cock. Oh, I move up and down, slowly, delighting in every inch of you. You find my body. You find my clit. You fuck me. Your finger on my clit, rubbing in a circle. And I feel my body reacting, and my orgasm starts to build again. Please, sir, can I come? As I look into your eyes, you bring my face to yours and kiss me again. When you break the kiss, your fingers are still rubbing my clit, and your eyes are intense and sexy. Come for me, kitten. That's all I need. A word from you and I'm gone. I grind my hips down onto yours, and I feel your fingers pick up the pace. I grip your shoulders tighter and throw my head back. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck yes, I'm gonna come for you. I collapse down on your shoulder and shake for a while. You put your arms around me, stroke me gently. I can feel your cock still hard inside me. I know you haven't come yet. I pick up my head and look into your eyes. Let me please you, sir, I ask you. And raise your hips up. You raise my hips up off of you and have me stand up, and then you gesture for me to kneel. Oh, you look at me, and you say, be my greedy little cum slut, and suck me off. Oh, I take your cock in my mouth, and I taste our combined flavors. I swirl my tongue around the head and then down the bottom of the shaft. I raise back up and take you completely in my mouth. I suck up and down your hard cock, feeling you twitch and jump. All I want to do is please you. I lick and slurp and suck your cock, cupping your balls, massaging them gently. Pump your cock as I lick and suck your balls into my mouth one at a time. I feel your hands grip my hair, and I quickly move my mouth back onto your dick. You push my face down until you're all the way inside my mouth, the tip hitting the back of my throat. I feel myself gag a bit, and I feel you moan deep in your chest, and it's almost like a growl. I move faster. I sense your need, and I want only to make you happy. When your orgasm hits, your hips raise from the chair and you groan my name. Oh, so sexy. After I swallow every drop, I rest my cheek on your thigh and feel you stroke my hair. You're a fine cum slut, kitten, you say to me, your voice still very husky and ragged. I smile and say, thank you, sir. I hope you've enjoyed my submission. I've enjoyed submitting to you. Maybe next time I'll top you. Until then, please rate my story. If you think it was hot, help me get that little H by my story, because that would get me all hot and bothered to know that you thought my story was hot. And leave me public comments. Send me feedback. Just let me know what you want. I want to give it all.